ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Israeli leaders signing off on a new offensive in Rafah as it battles Hamas's last stronghold in Gaza. The U.S. already delaying some weapons shipments over concerns of civilian casualties. And the findings of a new government report looks at how Israel uses American weapons. ABC's Mary Alice Parks has details.
A new State Department report finding Israel may have violated international laws in Gaza and likely used American-supplied weapons to do so. The report saying Israel has the knowledge and means to mitigate civilian harm, but the high level of civilian deaths raises substantial questions about whether the IDF is using them effectively in all cases.
Federal prosecutors in the case of the home invasion and attack on Nancy Pelosi's husband, Paul, filed documents calling for David DePape to get a 40-year prison sentence, arguing the crime was an act of terrorism. And did you see it last night? The Northern Lights offering the lower 48 a rare, colorful show. This is ABC News. Mortgage rates dropped slightly for the first time since March this last week. It should be good news for potential home buyers. But ABC News business correspondent Alexis Christophorus says there are some exceptions.
According to Freddie Mac, the average rate on a 30-year loan is now 7.09%. That's down from 7.22% last week. But it's not enough to jumpstart the spring buying season, typically the busiest time of year for the housing market. And that's because many sellers are staying on the sidelines. Thanks to what economists are calling the lock-in effect. That's when homeowners are unwilling to sell and give up their ultra-low mortgage rates they locked in a few years back. That's keeping the number of homes for sale low and prices high.
Fallout over the Eurovision Song Contest. The Netherlands contestant expelled just hours before tonight's final. Officials say due to an incident backstage that's under investigation. Swedish police reportedly looking into a complaint made by a female member of the production crew. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, Driftless Area LLC, Simpson's Tractor, Schmidtwood and Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Center Pharmacy, ET Foods, PMI Windows, Turbos, Care and Rehab of Boscobel, J&J Recycling Salvage, Sean's Auto Repair Performance, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Richards Insurance, D&T Pump and Well Service, House on the Rock, and Southwest Tech.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 66 degrees in Richland Center at 12:03. Our forecast calls for mostly sunny and breezy conditions at times, a high of 72, with northwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour and gusts around 20 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 47, northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. And Sunday, mostly sunny, warm, and breezy, a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, a high of 85 with southwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour and gusts around 25 miles per hour. Currently in Richland Center, we have westerly winds at 7 miles per hour and at 66 degrees.
Contact D&T Well Service for service and replacement. It's summertime and D&T is scheduling projects. Mary and Derek McCormick, owner of D&T Well Service, is insured. They do new installs and they fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service 606-5596. Serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
It is probably a great time for an insurance review. Insurance rates and coverages are changing rapidly. Do you know what your homeowner's insurance deductible is? Many companies have raised deductibles in the last year or two. Richards Insurance is here to help you review your policy and see if one of our insurance companies can do better. Visit richardsinsure.com or call 585-2137. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Good afternoon. It's 66 degrees in Richland Center at 12:06. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. An unusually strong solar storm hitting Earth produced stunning displays of color in the skies across the northern hemisphere, with no immediate reports of disruptions to power and communications. The U.S. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration issued a rare severe geomagnetic storm warning when a solar outburst reached Earth on Friday afternoon, hours sooner than anticipated. The effects of the Northern Lights, which were prominently on display in the UK, were due to last through the weekend and possibly into next week. The agency says the sun is producing strong solar flares and has hurled at least 7 outbursts of plasma our way. NOAA has alerted operators of power plants and spacecraft in orbit to take precautions. The Boscobel Area School District held a groundbreaking ceremony for the beginning of the construction of additions to its main school building. The entire school district student body, as well as community members and stakeholders, attended the event Thursday in the Boscobel High School gym. In April of 2023, voters in the district approved a $21.5 million referendum to add an elementary school wing, a 1,200-seat gymnasium, and secure entryways, among other projects. Superintendent Lisa Wallen-Capinas expressed gratitude for all of the people who helped in the referendum process. District voters narrowly approved the referendum last year following weeks of public meetings and hearings, as well as a district-wide survey on priorities for a potential referendum. The construction taking place in the next year is part of a long-term phased approach to take care of district needs. In addition to the new elementary school classrooms, which will primarily serve fourth and fifth grade in the new gym, the district is also moving its administrative offices to the main school building. Because of the expansions, the current high school baseball field will be removed. Part of the referendum will update the ball diamonds at neighboring Cronsage Park, where the school's varsity softball team competes, with new dugouts and press boxes, as well as renovations to turn one of the diamonds into a regulation high school baseball field. Construction will begin in earnest Monday. Area healthcare organizations and county health departments have joined forces to conduct a community health needs assessment, a process conducted every 3 years to identify and prioritize efforts to address the community's health needs. Crossing Rivers Health, Grant Regional Health Center, Gunderson-Boscobel Area Hospitals and Clinics, Southwest Health, and Grant and Crawford County Health Departments are working together to conduct the 2024 CHNA, which will help inform each entity's community health improvement plan. This survey is intended for individuals who live, work, or provide services in the Southwest Wisconsin counties of Grant, Iowa, Lafayette, and Iowa, as well as the Northeast Iowa counties of Alamakee and Clayton. The survey link is currently available on partner organizations' websites, social media pages, and in printed form upon request. Following the assessment process, the group will identify the top health priorities to be the focus of their efforts in the years of 2025, 26, and 27. Each hospital and health department will develop and implement a plan that addresses these priority areas. To learn more or to get involved in future community health improvement efforts, contact Crossing Rivers Health, Grant Regional Health Center, Gunderson-Boscobel Area Hospital and Clinics, Southwest Health, Crawford County Health Department, or the Grant County Health Department. Living at home as long as possible is preferred by a vast majority of adults over 50, but the real estate market and inflation has made doing so less of a choice. Locked into low mortgage rates too good to give up, some baby boomers and older members of Generation X with enough extra cash are making upgrades to keep their homes both enjoyable and accessible as they age. The demand for inconspicuous bathtub bars, showers that can accommodate a wheelchair, and other amenities has given home improvement chains, contractors, designers, and architects a noticeable lift. But it's also exposing an economic divide since lower-income boomers often struggle to age-proof their properties. A remarkable feat for Fox Valley High Schooler. Nina High School student Tony Moroz earned a perfect score of 36 in his ACT exam. Moroz's result on the college entrance test is a combination of his math, science, reading, and English scores. Data from ACT says that the average score for the exam is 19.5 of the over 1.3 million students who take the test. Less than 2/10 of 1% achieve a perfect score. A Central Wisconsin car show is rated one of the best in the country. A U.S. Today list of the top 10 car shows in the nation placed the Iola Car Show at number 8. The show's executive director, Joe Opperman, tells WAOW-TV in Wausau, the annual event creates anywhere from $25 to $30 million in economic impact for the area each year and attracted a record attendance of 134,000 last year. The 52nd edition of the show, with the theme Meeting of the Muscle, will run from July 11th through the 13th. Flushable doesn't always mean flushable. Richland Center Wastewater Superintendent Todd Fisher is asking residents to be mindful of what they flush down the toilet.
Coming out of the winter time, usually it's tree roots are the problem, but so far this year, we've had 4 significant backups that are causing problems to our residents, you know, with sewage actually backing up into the basements, and all 4 of them have been attributed to balls or gobs of disinfecting wipes, whether they're Swiffer wipes or Clorox disinfecting wipes. I guess I just want to remind folks that just because they go to the store and on the front of that label it says flushable, there's a lot of things that are flushable that can go down the toilet when you flush, but they are not treatable. And again, if you look at the heavy weave of that cloth and how that is put together, that does not disintegrate the way toilet paper or things that should go down the sewer. And once it's out there in the main, it can get hung up on anything, and it only takes one little obstruction to get that caught. And then everything's going to get caught on that, and it's just going to keep building and building.
The backups have been happening throughout the city. Fisher urges everyone to place wipes in the garbage and not the sewer system. It's 66 sunny degrees in Richland Center. Michelle Reinen talks about debt relief next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Looking for a flexible job opportunity? The House on the Rock Resort in Rural Spring Green is hiring for various positions, including front desk associates, janitorial maintenance, and more. They have openings for first, second, and third shifts, with both part-time and full-time positions available. Most positions run through October, while others extend through December, with some being summer-only roles. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Join the team and be part of a fantastic resort experience.
Tickets for the Schmidt Woodland Hills Grand Cash Giveaway 50-50 raffle are once again available for you to purchase. Tickets are just $10 each this year. In the last 5 years, we have given away almost $15,000 in Grand Cash Giveaway prize money. This year could be the best year yet. Only 1,500 tickets will be sold, with the potential for a maximum payout of $7,500 to a single winner. The winning ticket will be drawn on July 18th, during the Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing at Viroqua Hills Golf Course. You can't be a winner if you don't buy a ticket. Tickets are available at Schmidt Woodland Hills or at these local businesses. Julie Karen's State Farm Insurance, People's Community Bank, Napa Auto Parts, Quail Run Golf Links, Open Season Outlet, plus Louis Bar in Yuba and Turbo's in Hub City. Get your ticket today, just $10 per ticket.
This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. We stand ready to help you plan a final farewell to your loved one that is healing and meaningful. The days following a loss are never easy, but we can all find comfort in knowing we are not alone. A funeral and a visitation are a positive contribution to the grieving process, providing a formal time together to reflect, love, forgive, and find comfort in our loss.
It's 66 sunny degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:16. Going into debt is something everyone tries to avoid. Unfortunately, many of us have had or currently have some type of debt. When consumers are offered debt relief, it is very tempting to take advantage of. Many times the offer is too good to be true and should be avoided to prevent further financial liability. Michelle Reinen is from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Often we see offers to help you reduce or wipe out your debt, and those could sound like perfect solutions, but there's dishonest debt relief companies out there who will just take your money and do little or nothing to help. And then there's scammers who will just try and deceive you by saying that they're going to do something and they do nothing at all.
If offered debt relief, there are a few things to be aware of to avoid being scammed.
Some ways to identify debt relief scams are to never pay anyone who tries to collect fees up front. That's just illegal. They need to provide a service before they collect any fees. Don't share your financial or personal information with someone who calls unexpectedly or offers to help you settle your debts. That's probably a scam. And we talk about that pretty frequently with many other scams. If you're getting a phone call out of the blue and they're asking for personal information or money, that is going to be a scam that you need to be on guard for. And then another thing to know about identifying debt relief scams is that you want to avoid anyone who guarantees you a result from, let's say, a new government program for a fee or tries to enroll you without ever having first reviewed your actual financial situation. You've never engaged in a conversation of any depth with this person who's contacted you, yet they're making you guarantees about programs that you could qualify for, and they're charging a fee for that. Those are things you need to avoid.
If you fall behind on paying bills, Reinen says that there are other ways to get assistance.
You can get real help. Call your creditors or servicers and explain your situation before a debt collector gets involved, because you could probably try to work out a payment plan with lower and more manageable payments. But you might also want to consider working with a credit counseling program to help you manage your money and your debt. And you can look at these services that could be provided by credit unions, universities, if you've been of service, military, personal financial managers. There's also U.S. Cooperative Extension Service branches that could help, but there are many legitimate counseling programs out there, and many of these organizations offer services for really low fees, but always ask how much you'll be charged for exactly what service they'll provide. And sometimes you might be eligible for programs if they are grant funded in any way.
If you feel that you are being offered financial assistance that may be a scam, or if you have been scammed, you can contact DADCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128 or by email at datcphotline@wi.gov. The 30th anniversary celebration of the Gays Mills Folk Festival is being held through Sunday at the Community Commerce Building in Gays Mills. Today offers family-friendly activities including May crown making, maypole dance, open jams, swing dance lessons, instrumental workshops, and the fiddle bee. Tonight's concert at 7 features a talented lineup, Miss Myra and the Moonshiners from Minneapolis, Minnesota, with a blend of hot jazz and swing, Lonesome Dan Case, from the Twin Cities is a blues troubadour whose performances evoke the spirit of the Mississippi Delta, and the West Fork Gals is a 5-member strong all-female string band. Their repertoire includes traditional music, originals, and harmonies that captivate audiences. Admission to tonight's concert is $15 for adults and $5 for children. All other weekend activities are by a free will donation. Tomorrow morning concludes with a gospel sing at 11 o'clock. Today's vital statistics are next.
Check out the savings at Simpson's Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Richland Center. Now through June 30th, get 0% financing with cash back available. There are special offers on hay tools and spreaders, tractors of all kinds from subcompacts to utility to high horsepower tractors, and commercial utility equipment including skid steer loaders, loader backhoes, and compact excavators. Get all the details today at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and approval by CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC. See your participating New Holland dealer for details and eligibility requirements. Down payment may be required. Not all customers or applicants may qualify for this rate or term. CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC standard terms and conditions apply. Cashback amounts vary and are applied at time of sale. Cashback offers are only available in financing purchase with CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC.
Now is the time to make sure your vehicle is tuned up for summer. Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. We'll check your coolant, do a radiator flush, or give you that tune-up you need. Or maybe it's a new set of tires or an alignment. We can do that too. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call us now at 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. Need something for graduations, weddings, or cookouts? On sale, Full Cooks picnic hams, 99 cents a pound. Smithfield small picnic hams, $1.29 a pound. Bachler's fully cooked brats, $4 a pound. Old Wisconsin natural case hot dogs, $7.75 a package. Ribs starting at $2.25. Be sure to check out our cheese cooler for the Pine River cheese spreads and our selection of cheese. Shop at ET Foods, where your food dollar goes a little farther. Located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish South Road, open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6, Sundays, 8 to 4, close Mondays and holidays. Don't forget about the Bag Center. On sale, Sunfilm Gold, 30-inch bale wrap, $96. Bunker covers, egg bags, and net wrap also available. Call for pricing, and prices are subject to change.
It's 22 minutes past 12 o'clock and 66 degrees in Richland Center. Today is Saturday, May 11th. Ruth Ann Bristol, 80, of Richland Center, died May 2nd from complications following a heart attack. A celebration of life will be held Monday from 3 to 6 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Survivors of Ruth Bristol include two sons, David and Echo Bristol, and Jeff Bristol, all of Richland Center. 9 grandchildren, 4 great-grandchildren, 4 brothers, Leo and Karen Manning, Gary Manning, Tom Manning, and Roscoe, known as Bud Manning. 2 brothers-in-law, Bob and Jan Bristol and Jim and Barb Bristol. 2 sisters-in-law, Mary Butler and Don Gaines, and Sue Bristol. Also many other family and friends. Ruth Ann Bristol, 80, of Richland Center.
Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is more than a great place to eat. It's a place to have a memorable time with family and friends while being treated to great service and delicious food. Experience the ever-popular hash burger, savor the amazing Friday night fish fry, and mouth-watering Saturday prime rib. The great thing about Turbo's is after your first visit, you'll have a new favorite for food, friends, and fun. Turbo's in Hub City.
J&J Recycling and Salvage in Boscobel has parts for your project vehicle with over 18 acres to explore. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers tire and e-waste recycling. Please call 375-5353 for pricing for disposing of your old TVs, computers, other electronics, and tires. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers competitive pricing on small metals, farm machinery, appliances, cars, and trucks. J&J Recycling and Salvage looks forward to seeing you and your junk. J&J Recycling Salvage in Boscobel, 375-5353.
New windows add value and comfort to your home.
PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet. Reducing the risk of illness is easy with a visit to Center Pharmacy or Boscobel Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacy are your vaccination headquarters for the flu, pneumonia, and shingles. No appointment needed. The helpful staff will have you in and out in no time, often at no charge with qualifying insurance or Medicare. Don't wait. Get protected today at Center Pharmacy on Orange Street or Boscobel Pharmacy in downtown Boscobel. The Shingrix vaccine is in stock, proven to be 90% effective for the prevention of shingles.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Jason and April Shilgin, Merrill and Diane Brunson, Lance and Deb Hackle, and Ken and Jennifer Sagert. Best wishes to all of you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hi, I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO. I hope you're having a great day so far. The sun is shining, and this afternoon, more sunshine. Mostly sunny overall with a high temperature near 72 degrees, a northwest wind 10 to 15 gusting up to around 20. The weather is great here on Earth. Of course, all the buzz about space weather. And last night, many posting on Facebook and in news around the area talking about the Northern Lights, Aurora Borealis. Earth in the midst of the most intense geomagnetic storm since the early 2000s. And if you missed it last night, well, you have a chance of seeing it tonight as well because this geomagnetic storm is still going on. The best time for viewing will be between about midnight and 4 a.m. So tonight, partly cloudy overall. You might have to peek between the clouds. A low temperature near 47, comfortable. And then Sunday, Mother's Day, mostly sunny and breezy, warming up to 85 degrees. A chance of showers and thunderstorms on Sunday afternoon. The rain moving from northwest to southeast across our area. Sunday night, partly cloudy, a chance of a few showers and storms with lows near 52. Next week, starting with a partly cloudy sky Monday and a slight chance for showers, highs near 73. Tuesday, mostly sunny, beginning around 43 and a high near 70. And then Wednesday, partly cloudy, a slight chance of showers late, beginning around 40, patchy frost in some low-lying areas, followed by a high of 72. By that time, we could use some rain. We're technically still in a moderate to severe drought in parts of our area. And at this time, it looks like Thursday holds the next best chance of rain after this weekend. Mostly cloudy Thursday with showers and isolated thunderstorms possible, a high near 67. Friday, partly cloudy, a slight chance of showers, and highs near 70 degrees. For WRCO, I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth. I hope you have a great weekend. And of course, a happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there and those that inspire us in our lives.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
It's It's currently a sunny 66 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 71, our low this morning was 45. Our high so far today, 67. The record high for this date set in 1934 is 92. The record low 19 was set in 1966. Last year's high was 82 with a low of 48. Sunset tonight will be at 8:14 with sunrise tomorrow at 5:41. Currently in Richland Center, we have west to northwest winds at 2 to 5 miles per hour. The barometer is steady at 29.84, and we have received 1/100th of an inch of rain. It's currently a sunny 66 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Today till 4, we will be having some great deals for mothers in Richland Center and Muscadet. 10-inch hanging baskets are $19.99. All patio decor is on sale while supplies last. 25% off garden seeds. Solar lights start at 99 cents and up, and many other great deals. Also, both stores will be having a broad sale today till 4, so stop in at Richland Center and Muscadet for these great deals. Thank you, and we appreciate your business as always, and may all the mothers have a great and blessed Mother's Day.
Saturday sounds super when Saturdays are with Simo. Welcome to Saturdays with Simo on WRCOFM 100.9 in Richland Center. Saturdays with Simo is a musical journey spanning the 50s, 60s, and 70s. Songs that rekindle memories, songs that make you want to dance, and songs that make you want to sing along with Chris Simonson on Saturdays with Simo. Saturdays with Simo on WRCOFM is sponsored today by Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Summit Ridge Supper Club, Pine Valley Community Village, Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, and WP Dental.
Good Saturday afternoon, everyone. That was Maynard Ferguson with his cover of the theme from Rocky from back in 1976. Charted pretty well for Maynard Ferguson, as well as the actual Bill Conti version from the film itself. They both ended up charting in the Billboard Hot 100. Kind of cool that the same tune ended up doing that. How are we doing today? Hopefully everybody's having a great Saturday thus far, hopefully. I want to thank the sponsors of the program, the Saturdays with Simo today. Thank you very much to Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Summit Ridge Supper Club, Pine Valley Community Village, Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, and WP Dental. Thanks very much to each of those businesses for sponsoring the program this afternoon. Keeping things on the trumpet side, yeah, you know me. This is a little bit of Chase with Get It On.
Shines bright. I said I want you when the time is right now. I need you all through the night now. Lay out feelings out of sight. Get it on in the morning now. I'm gonna tell you just what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna make love to you. That's the kind of feeling I just won't quit. I said, come on, girl, now this is it. Get it on in the morning now. It's gonna be me. It's gonna be just you and me in ecstasy. It's gonna be just you and me in ecstasy.
tell myself I didn't lose her. Cause you can't lose a friend you never had.
Come on now.
Because a friend won't say it's over and go out just for spite. And now I wonder what she's doing tonight. Oh yes, I wonder what she's doing tonight.
From 1967, Tommy Boyce and Bobby Hart doing one of their own tunes, that great songwriting team with I Wonder What She's Doing Tonight. Here are The Circle with Red Rubber Ball.
And I learned it very well. Now I know you're not the only starfish in the sea. If I never hear your name again, it's all the same to me. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. I can find for you. I'm just an ornament, something for your pride. Always running, never caring, that's the life you live. Stolen bits of your time were all you had to give. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. Stories in the past with nothing to recall. I've got my life to live and I don't need you at all. The roller coaster ride we took is nearly at an end. I bought my ticket with my tears, that's all I'm gonna spend. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. Oh, I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball.
The Circle singing Red Rubber Ball, one of a couple of different recordings I know of that. Another one, actually my favorite of the two, is by The Seekers, but still, cool tune. Morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. All right, we need to take our first break to thank our sponsors who are sponsoring the show today, letting me come in and mess around with the music here in the control room. And when we come back, we've got more great tunes, continuing with the Dell Vikings and a little bit of Betty Everett.
Gone from our sight, but never from our hearts, is a familiar quote that can help ease the pain of loss. This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. The grieving process doesn't end with the funeral. We encourage you to remember grieving friends and families with a note, phone call, or an invitation to be part of your plans and outings. It is also important to reach out on special occasions like birthdays or anniversaries, especially during the first year following a loss. We're here to help at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 5, reputation. Pine Valley is a 5-star facility. It has served Richland County residents for over 140 years with exceptional care and now has a new facility to complement this great care. Reputation, one more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career.
Make mom smile with a special Mother's Day gift from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers. From colorful hanging baskets and patio plants to unique yard art, beautiful fresh floral arrangements, and so much more, you're sure to find something she'll love. Can't decide? A Robin's Nest gift certificate is always perfect. Stop in today at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center, where flowers are our inspiration to create lasting memories.
Are you ready for some place that's a little different from the usual, where you can enjoy casual fine dining and really relax? Then try Summit Ridge Supper Club, Highway 58, between Laval and Mauston. Featuring beautiful country surroundings, a cozy fireplace, and the warmest hospitality. Tonight's special at Summit Ridge is hand-cut delicious prime rib with twice-baked potatoes and their amazing salad bar. And don't miss the roasted chicken and dumpling special on Wednesdays. Make it a dinner to remember at Summit Ridge Supper Club, Highway 58 between Laval and Mauston.
Are you ready for a dramatically improved experience with your next crown? WP Dental is excited to offer same-day dental restorations. As one of the first in the area to use this advanced technology, at WP Dental, you can have the same-day crowns with no plastic temporaries and no gooey impressions. Find out if same-day restoration is right for you. Call 647-3993 or visit WP Dental, 100 North Church Street, Richland Center.
Meyer Oil and LP, the unsung heroes behind the scenes at WRCO Studios, keeping the music flowing and the community connected.
It's all about great music with some interesting information as a bonus from your host, Chris Simonson, on Saturdays with Simo from WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
Thank you.
Del Viking singing Bring Back Your Heart. Here's a little bit of Betty Everett with her You're No Good. Nope, you're just not. Nope.
I'm over you. I've learned my lesson and left the scar. And now I see how you really are. You're no good, you're no good, you're no good. Baby, you're no good. I'm gonna say it again. You're no good, you're no good, you're no good. Baby, you're no good. You know I broke up.
Gary Glitter with Rock and Roll Part 2. Yep, Gary Glitter. There we go. Kind of a cool little tune. You know, really big pep band tune for a number of years in Riverdale's playlist. One more. This one goes out to Dad. He's the one that always sang along with this in the barn and introduced me to it. This is Loudon Wainwright III with Dead Skunk.
Crossing the highway late last night, he should've looked left and he should've looked right. He didn't see the station wagon car. The skunk got squashed and there you are. You got your dead skunk in